Hello.
When you, oh, sorry, I cut you off.
So we just keep it in anyway.
Oh God, yeah.
That's great.
I don't edit. Oh, I did it again.
Yeah. Welcome to CooperCast, where nothing is scripted but our introduction, though I dare say that script is no longer relevant. So now that we've had that little taste of professionalism, have you anything to add, Alex?
Not really, apart from I can't recall. Is this episode 4?
It's 4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're so old.
Thank you.
But our patron numbers have increased. So we must be doing something right, unless everyone was just after their advanced. That's probably what it is. It's the advanced tickets. No one even listens to this.
Count the views. Just count the views, we'll know.
That's what they don't tell us. It doesn't show me, unfortunately. It doesn't. But if you go by the number of likes, then we have about 4 fans. So, you know.
Do we click like in those? I might have clicked like once or twice.
I may have too. So maybe we have no fans. Maybe that's what it comes down to. It's cool.
Classic job.
We're fulfilling our obligation. If they don't want to listen to it, it's tough shit.
It just enjoying the sound of our own voices at this point, which is saying a lot for me.
And but, the sound of the seagulls.
Can you hear that through the?
I can hear the.
Well, my windows are sealed shut. Doors are sealed shut.
Oh, I don't mind. It's very, very, very. You know, beachy.
Well, I'm like, glad you think that they're exceptionally aggressive. So, yes, very, they attack. Not just like the cats and dogs nearby, but the people as well. Vicious.
Ooh.
I'll explain that another time. Anyway, let's dive in at the moment because I'm sure you've many new things to talk about.
Yeah, but first we've got to talk about Finding Nemo. You know how the... have you seen that movie?
I have, yes.
So all the seagulls are Australians. And I always thought, what do they say? Because
is it mine, isn't it? That's what I was thinking
right,
of.
So they like, say mine.
Yeah.
But I always thought they were saying mate. Because, like, that's a very Australian thing, mate. You know, like, for some reason, that's what I always thought it was. And then Nat was like, no, they're saying mine. And I was like, oh, okay.
Honestly, I was wondering where you're going with that. I thought you were just, I thought maybe I just forgot something about the film.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, it's hot here today.
Mm.
Hot. So, anyway, so I guess the big story of the day has to be the fact that it's Glasgow launch day. That's a big topic day. Yesterday was pre-sale day, which was very successful. Today is, the regular ticket day, and we're already in the several hundreds of tickets sold, with Trino sold out. Limblum not far behind. So wow, what a response from a new audience.
Yes, and I mean at the time of recording now we're not even 2 hours past 6 o'clock, you know, the time of ticket sales.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of promise at the moment. So
I'm kind of curious now. I know the clicking and clacking of the keyboard is rather unprofessional and I could cut it out, but generally can't be bothered. I'm just going to have a quick look and see at the general kind of geographical map for our attendees, because I think that's always for me it's always the most interesting to see where people are coming from. And when I was watching the orders coming in, I sent you that screenshot there, and there's people from all over Europe.
And it's such a, I think it's such a defining moment in the opening ceremony as well. It really is fantastic.
Oh wow, Alan.
Oh,
like wow. We've got people coming from holy moly. We have people coming from, where would that be? That would be, what's the state just below BC there?
That is, Seattle, Washington?
Washington, no. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got people coming from, that looks like Florida. What am I on about? God, I can be so stupid sometimes. California. We've got people coming from California. We have people coming from... God, you're really testing my abilities today.
There are some from Canada, because I have seen a comment or two, I think it was on Twitter, of a couple who are coming from Canada, and the first time either in the UK or first time actually abroad. I'm not sure. Well, I think to Europe anyway.
Well, maybe that's what's picking them up then. Maybe it's picking them up as just south of the border, because, you know, this isn't a science.
I tell you though, it is actually that there is somebody from that Seattle region, because I know the person who's bought it. So, and she's been to Birmingham Palace too.
Okay.
Lovely shout out to Mel. Thank you.
So I see that we've got people coming from Portugal.
Well,
that looks like France, but it's so close to the borderline, I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to check. The name of the place is Antibes. Antibes.
Hmm.
Sounds French.
I noticed somebody coming from the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's between Cannes and Nice there, so that's French. That's France. That's French. God, it's not a good day. Let's cancel the recording. It is very hot here. It's in the low 30s right now, so I'm pretty yucky. We've got people coming from, Norway, Denmark, basically all over Northern Europe. UK is like it looks like it's got chicken pox. Nobody from Australia or the Asian market that I can see as of now.
Yeah, as of now.
but Europe, we've got someone coming from. Hold on.
Are you Googling?
Yeah. We've got someone coming from. Wow, we've got somebody coming from the UAE, as in United Arab Emirates. Wow. So
amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I've often thought in the past, because people have said to me, would you ever have a KubaCon in Ireland? And I said, it's hard to know if people would travel to Ireland. And I just, you know, look at something like this and you think, well, they'll all travel anywhere in Europe for the UK. So you know what?
Well, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Alan's probably bought tickets this time. Did you?
For Derry Palm?
Yeah.
I have bought one for somebody who wants to reserve for them. No, someone who wants to reserve until they get paid.
Because I'm seeing someone from Dublin, two attendees, so I'm guessing that must be you.
I've only got one.
Okay, so someone else then. And then there's someone from Belfast, which is Northern Ireland, obviously.
Aye.
Scotland, Glasgow being the core of our attendees, but all throughout the UK. Nice core in London, as low down as Cornwall. So there's people coming from Bournemouth and Plymouth, Dorking, Crawley, Croydon, Chiswick, Slough, Reading, North and Hampton. I could go on. Like, wow. It really is, like, quite Germany. What an incredible response, you know?
It says so much, because I'm sure there are quite a number of countries that have certain kinds of convention, but with KubaCon, it's whether it's established itself as being something that people keep close to their hearts, or whether it's the Final Fantasy draw that pulls them in, it's something about it is bringing people all over. No, I know what
it's us, Alan. It's me and you.
Well, that's why I was trying to get there, but I just thought, you know, we're there. I played just down
trying to,
a little bit.
Just trying to pussyfoot around it. It's us.
I'm making episode 7.
It is incredible to see that kind of response. So, yeah, I think that it's quite likely that eventually this event's going to sell out just like every other UK one. Mm-hmm. So excited to bring Gen 3 to the UK.
Yeah, and it's great. I know the two of us are looking forward to Scotland, but I see a lot of people like from the UK as well who are saying the same. They haven't been to Scotland yet and they're really looking mm-hmm. forward to it.
And neither have I, which, you know, this is a great opportunity to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Glasgow, wicked opening. If you are hoping to get a ticket, I would not stay, you know, I wouldn't leave it too long because, you know, I think it's going to be some time until it sells out, but I think the premium tickets are going to be gone very quickly.
Exactly.
I mean, the top are gone. So I think we're probably looking at a sellout shortly after September time.
Yeah,
because, you know, usually what happens is you have the event and then you get that hype online and people are like, oh my God, I want to be part of that. And
exactly. Especially people who are going to Pomathon for the first time and say, oh, I want more of this. And I'll go again then.
Give me more crack. That's crack. Just to be clear. So, yeah. On general KubaCon news, I did receive the starter packs from Judy.
Oh, yes.
Now, you will recall that for Vancouver, it was the first... I think this was the first time that we had done the starter packs being all different. It was the same as a booster pack. That was the first time we'd done it, was it not?
I recall the very first event or two was highly different. I recall
this was the first time that we'd given people all different cards. Like, it was just a regular booster pack. In the past, that we've given them duplicates, right?
I think the first event or two was, I think we might have given a lot of mixes of them as well.
No,
five or five each or something?
It was five fives. Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was like 25, obviously. Then when our event grew, doubled in size, it wasn't possible. So what we've done is, when we did it in Vancouver, I didn't really like the fact that nobody got to trade. But the reason why we went down that route is because some people at Pomingham Palace said, well, I didn't feel comfortable to approach people. The thing is, though, 90% of people are comfortable to approach. So we've gone back to the starter pack feel. So inside your pack, you will find typically five of one and five of another. And then if the cards were running a bit short, you might be lucky and have three different designs in a pack, or if you're really lucky, four, but no more than that. So that will encourage people to trade on arrival at Pomathon and future events. And then obviously the booster packs are going to have all sorts of different things in. So
yes, foils as well now.
Yeah, the foils are quite something special. So it will be interesting to see how quickly they spread. Certainly a lot more than Vancouver. In Vancouver, we kept them very, very limited. But I've thrown quite a few, well, I mean, not personally, but Judy has thrown quite a few in there. So I think it won't be too difficult.
Save your thanks to Judy, everyone.
Yeah.
She'll be blessing you with this.
I mentioned in a comment on the community group the other day that we're putting together like a mega booster pack, which is basically you buy five boosters and you get it for the price of four. It makes the most logical sense, because in the UK it's £5 a booster pack, and we thought about kind of adjusting the price of the just a single pack, but then we were like, no, let's do some sort of deal where if you buy a multi-pack, then you get them for cheaper.
That's it.
Instead of basically ranking up the price on everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go down that road. And we've got so many nice, cool loot items. Like, as you know, I recently ordered the hardback books, the quest logs for Pomathon.
Yep, that's correct.
There's only going to be 20 of them.
The color is gorgeous on those.
I'm Some really chuffed nice. With that. I know our patrons would have seen the paperback version. They have now gone to print, all of them. We've got 700 quest logs coming in. Oh, God.
That's the pack.
Another thing that's been really popular at the events in the past is we've found a lot of interest in the banners. So we've gone out of our way to order CooperCon banners that you can purchase straight away at the desk, again in limited quantities. But I have ordered the artwork design portal art for Mind the Pom, the standard one, which is the original Big Pom, Pomingham Palace, and the new Pomathon artwork. So they will be available in limited quantities at the merch desk.
Shall the Big Pom count as, you know, retro or vintage material at this point?
Yeah, okay, we'll double the price. It's always been, because it was our first one, it's kind of become the generic artwork for CooperCon, right? What else did we get? So we got the pins, we got the light up pens, we've got the messenger bags, so they've come back. I'm going to look at getting some backpacks. We've got mugs, drinking mugs, like coffee mugs, because, you know, Mo needs something for his rum there. What else did we get? We got all sorts of t-shirts. We've got ones from Pomingham Palace. We've got some really, we've got the new design, obviously. And then we've made sure that we've got an extra few of the volunteer type style, because we know how popular they are.
With some new colors, of course, for those too.
Oh, yes. Different designs. Beautiful. So yeah, lots of and we got some CooperCon lanyards. So obviously we got our fancy bumfdy glow sticks. Quite a lot of just stuff. So I think the merch desk certainly isn't going to be short of a few fancy things.
That's it. And it's also going to have Kingslave poster for people who won't be
they arrived today. We ordered 500 of them, I know everyone wanted poster tubes, but when we were thinking about it, getting 500 poster tubes to Birmingham, we were like, nah. So what we've ordered is hardback envelopes that will fit them perfectly. Mm-hmm. And they are hardback, like, you know, they have Do Not Bend written on them, but yes, they're thick enough that, you know, unless you actually snapped it in half, it's all good.
And it's great for packing back when you're leaving the event too, because some people are only going to come with small bags or whatever. At least not having to try packing a big poster tube is easy on space.
Exactly. So we've got 500 posters and there are now 3 screenings. The first screen, I feel like, is like 120 tickets, is it? Or is it 106 or something like that?
Yeah, just over 100.
Let's just call it 100 per screening. So that's 300 mm-hmm. That are taken for, and that leaves 200 to be purchased on the day. So quite reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So lots and lots of really nice stuff. The quest log has obviously been signed off on and ordered. Thank you once again for your assistance.
No, it's the easiest edit to date. Either you're getting better or I'm getting lazier.
I don't know. We just don't care now. Slap it together, whatever. Mo is very deep into his novella now. I think last I looked, he had released chapter 11 or 12, I think. So much for a novella, more like a bloody Bible.
that's Mo though, isn't it?
You know, I'm going to write a pamphlet. Oh, damn, I turned into, you know, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So, yeah, it's all good.
Love the enthusiasm.
Yes. I guess we could talk about something that literally just happened today that we kind of spoke about. Like, the next episode recording is not going to be any old recording, huh?
No, let's just say we are one behind the usual desks, and we might, you know, we could possibly share a microphone at this point.
I guess that's all we need to say. But in the next 2 weeks from today, or even a little bit before that, you may see some stuff going on. We're up to stuff. We're behind the scenes working on some seriously big stuff.
Indeed.
You know, and it involves a bit of maneuvering, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to be so tired. It's all good. Yeah. It's all for the better cause, bigger cause there.
That's it. But it'll be an experience. And people absolutely. Can we'll chart the progress so people can feel, so they see what's going on. Secretive, but not for long.
I don't know if you, I think you would have noticed there that it was Andrew's birthday yesterday.
That's right. I do recall seeing the post.
He died in December of, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, wasn't it? So
yeah,
that's, you know, it's been an experience, obviously, with the journey with Nurshadamus and then them deciding to change direction and whatnot, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that because we actually have quite a few cards left over of Andrew, just naturally because, you know, they were a limited special thing. So mm-hmm. I think it might be fitting, seeing it was his birthday this month, to send out with every booster pack for our patrons a copy of the Andrew card this time.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, so I'll send those out. And I was actually playing with the idea. I thought it might be nice to, you know, ask anyone who has an Andrew card to take a photograph with the card. And then we could put together a collage of all our attendees who've got the Andrew card. The Protsco card, and send it to the family just as a little gesture.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, so I was thinking whatever I have left I might bring to Pomathon. Mm-hmm. And we can just be like, you know, guys, come grab one of these cards, take a photograph of yourself, send it in to us, we'll get a thread going in the community group or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the day of, and you know, that could mean 500-600 photographs, get it together in a nice little book, send it off. I'm sure that they'd be quite touched by that.
Yeah, absolutely endorsed.
Yeah, there you go. Live planning as it happens. So yeah, there's definitely been a lot of, like, pretty much the entire last 3 or 4 days, all I've done is order stuff. I've been ordering stuff left, right and center.
That's anything you've taken from merch and previous events that go towards these events are now gone.
There's actually, I'm not sure if, I think I've mentioned this to you, but there's a suitcase from Mind the Pom. Now, you'll recall at Mind the Palm, we desperately cleaned up at the end there, threw it all in a suitcase, and just because there wasn't too much left after Mind the Palm, and I was on a plane the next morning.
Yes.
Never doing that again. So I was like, okay, off we go. That suitcase has not been opened since Mind the Palm.
Really?
No.
That is about exactly 1 year and 3 months ago.
Yeah, okay, thanks, robot.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Because it has been sat in my mother's house since Mind the Palm. It has never been opened. Now, I know for a fact that, well, I assume in there we will find all the Mognet mail that was written.
Ah, yes.
That has never been touched. I actually still have all the Mognet mail from the Big Palm.
Yeah, you posted some up in the group quite a while ago. I recall.
I didn't post all of them because some of them were rather inappropriate, but but I did post some up. So anyway, I might see if we can get our hands on those. So what I was thinking of doing is I was thinking it might be fun to bring that suitcase and not open it, but open it on stage at Pomathon. And just be like, let's see what's in there, because there should be a lot of Gen 1 cards, possibly some t-shirts, some bags. We're talking about some seriously rare shit.
Be interesting. You could find some mail written by people who are sitting in that same room that day.
That would be incredible.
Call them out.
Yeah. So, you know, what an incredible experience.
Isn't it?
So there's a lot of stuff from Pomingham Palace that we have left over. We have quite a few t-shirts and whatnot because we accidentally lost them during the day, or they were not noticed, I think would be more accurate of a statement. So what we'll do is we're going to bring those up to Pomathon, to Birmingham as well. So we're going to have a really great range of stuff. So for anyone who, this may be your first KubaCon, or you're thinking to yourself, oh, there was some stuff I really wanted to get, well, you're going to be able to, you know, get your hands on it. I actually ordered something else that I haven't mentioned. I haven't even told you. You know how we have these Tripom gaming mats and they're very popular?
Yes.
I ordered for the first time we had Noctis ones, didn't we?
Yes. Vancouver. Yeah.
So I've ordered a couple more of those. And I've also ordered, this is the first time I'm mentioning this even to you, I've ordered some with the Kingsglaive poster artwork on.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought it would be a nice touch.
Especially given the event itself.
Exactly.
No doubt, yes.
You know, imagine having that signed, you know. So there's, I forget how many I ordered, not very many. So we'll have those there. The mats have been very popular. I've been using a Tripom mat as a mouse mat now for... When did we first get them? It was
we
Toronto.
Had them at, it was, yes.
So I've had this since December of last year. So I've had it over 6 months now, 7 months. Wow. Actually, I was using it way before that because when I purchased them. So I've probably had this coming on 8-9 months now. It looks good. I mean, it's a little dusty around the edge. I just need to throw it in the washing machine because you can. I mean, they can be washed. And I love them. They make such a good mouse mat.
You use Squall primarily, isn't it?
I do, yeah. That's the one I have. I do have the other ones. I tend to hoard my own stuff. But I do use the Squall one, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know, something too I want to bring up just about the group at the moment, because you know the group page is always full of activity and it's fun. There's obviously just want to quickly thank people in general, because I recently updated the group rules only a few days ago, and the reception's been fine, as in people understand why we've done it and that we're in place. So I just kind of want to extend my appreciation to people for understanding whenever these things come along, because it's not like we've necessarily changed anything, but whenever we make these things,
yeah, we tried to be a little bit more constructive, you know, make the group run and flow a bit better.
And it's just whenever there are these changes, which, you know, we could barely affect anyone, people still notice them and you kind of get, you know, a little uncertain about these things, but the reception has been totally smooth and clear, so I'm just very thankful for that. But as you would have seen this as well a while ago, somebody posted up they posted up the signed Ignis Tripom card.
I did see that. What a wonderful gesture.
Wasn't that so great? The power of these little cards. Let's see. I have the page up here. That's Ben Leslie.
You know what? I don't know if he has two. Maybe we should try and find out, because we'll see Adam again at some point, and mm-hmm. maybe we could try and get him another one signed.
So I think
that is such a thoughtful thing to do.
Isn't it so cool as well? It's lovely to think, you know, the cards go that way as well. It's such a great gesture. I think, Ben, you know, I'm not sure if you're on patient a lot, but I believe he's a Freya cosplayer, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, yes, I know Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was very thoughtful. Yeah, big shout out to the community, because, you know, we're adjusting, and I did notice that we have vendors already following the new rules already, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I don't think people can realize actually how difficult it is to manage a group like this, because, you know, in the past we have had one incident where things turned a bit sour.
Yes.
And sometimes we've got to make difficult decisions just to control the general group. But overall, the group is wonderful.
That's it. I mean, you've over 2,000 members. It's the way it has to go. But, you know, it's wonderful, because I have seen groups of similar size, some smaller and some larger. And sometimes it can be very messy in those groups, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, right here, it's just very sound. That's all I'll say. Just bang on.
Yeah,
can't ask much better. Mm-hmm. So it's always good just to express appreciation once in a while.
Oh, of course.
When you do.
I mean, our community is just amazing.
That's what we're here for in the end, you know?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't change a bit of it.
And I think that will be quite clear in the days to come. I guess there's one other thing I could mention. Oh, I think I've mentioned, I can't remember if I mentioned this anywhere. Did I mention that I had all the Gen 1 packs, all the leftover cards packed into boosters? Have I mentioned that anywhere?
I'm quite sure you mentioned in the last episode.
In a public one or in a Patreon one?
I think a Patreon one.
Okay. Really. Maybe I should mention that at some point. I know that. I wonder if I should mention about the thing
the
that
river.
I've ordered.
Call it. No.
The what? The river.
Cold word. That made up on the spot. No.
The river? So does it have any relevance to...
No, whatever you mentioned about ordering is definitely not what I'm about to bring up, so go ahead.
Okay, well, maybe message me what it is then, and then we can see if it's worth discussing. The thing I was going to mention was about the single item that I've ordered, which we decided that if we did it, we'd have to do it on a pre-order basis.
Ah, yes, yes.
There's something that you guys have been requesting a lot. And there's an item that we're trying to produce. We've ordered a tester. The problem is they're so expensive. So if we wanted to offer them, you'd have to pre-order them. But it's something that people have really been asking for. And if it turns out as nice as I think it is, whoa, you know, it'd be really good. Right. What's this river?
Okay, hold on. I have a feeling we...
Is it to do with what's happening in 2 weeks?
No. I think we might have brought it up briefly.
Point. Go for it. Oh, did right. We? River stream. Yeah, that makes sense. we've discussed the charity stream. It's probably not going to happen in mid-July now for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we are planning to do at some point a charity stream, play some Valvazi, get people to donate for charity.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start, you know, trying to piece that together. We had originally planned it for mid-July, but now neither of us are going to be available. That's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to work out when, perhaps a bit later in the month or whatever. Maybe yeah. August.
It wouldn't be too hard. I think, you know, perhaps we could let people vote maybe in what we play, for example.
That's interesting. Yeah.
A second vote for those who vote via Patreon comments, perhaps.
As long as they vote for World of Final Fantasy, because that's what I'd like to play. I had played it before, got so far, left it, and now I want to start. Actually, I've been playing Life is Strange. Quite enjoying that.
I haven't touched that.
Naturally.
I've a backlog. I'm still getting all the Power Moons and Super Mario Odyssey. I will get on to World of Final Fantasy soon.
I believe you.
All I'd hope for the stream is it's not Final Fantasy VI, because I've played that about 3 times in the space of a year and a half, because I don't know if you recall much, but back when we had the forums up, we had a small community playthrough, and Final Fantasy VI was voted for. Yeah. And I just finished playing Final Fantasy VI about a month before we launched this.
I remember. Yeah, so and you were like, perf.
The only thing is it made designing the playthrough very easy because we divided into chapters and had goals and tasks involved in it all. It made it easy, but yeah, anyway, as long as this stream goes ahead, I will behave though, because I can be very, you know, let's move on from that. Cause
well, talking of moving on, we just passed the 30-minute mark.
Yeah, I've just seen that now, so...
We should probably wrap her up, and I say that in our next episode, which I'm not sure what day it'll be out, maybe it'll be the Wednesday or the Thursday, but it probably won't have any fancy music to it. It'll just be slap bang straight audio because stuff's gonna be happening.
it's probably similar format, but it's not gonna happen in the same way people are thinking it will.
Yeah,
but they'll know by then, I'm sure.
They'll know where we are, but they won't know why. Anyway, I've said too much.
They'll be guessing in the comments. I know certain people will be. They'll have a crack before the day is out.
Well, thanks again, everyone. Thanks for chatting with us. Thank you again for supporting us on Patreon. It means a lot to us. We are now at 120 plus people, and you know, once we hit that 200 mark, we may have to consider boring you every week. So thank you very much.
Yep, likewise, as Alex has said, thanks once again for tuning in and supporting us as always. It does mean the world and it makes a proper impact in what we do. So thank you once again and tune in to the next episode where things will get a little different. See you then. Bye-bye.
That sounds pornographic.